So Mick Molloy was on the show yesterday and brought us a fascinating story out of a SeaWorld. It wasn't SeaWorld here in Australia, it was overseas, but it was about a very amorous dolphin at a SeaWorld. And this is the witness account of the lady who was involved with that incident.
So I went to this place called the Dolphinario in Cuba, and it's pretty much just a dolphin show. You can go and pay a little extra. You can interact with the dolphin. The trainer told me I could lean in kind of like this. He goes, it's going to come up and kiss you on the cheek. So I said, okay.
She was a little hesitant at first, but we all pushed her along. And all of a sudden, this giant dolphin comes flying out of the water and lands right on top of her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He just started going to town on her.
Dolphins are one of the few species, like man, that has sex for fun.
At first, I was a little embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, all these people are actually paying attention. So I started doing the rodeo.
What?
Make it a little bit more fun, a little show for all the people that were cheering me on. Then all of a sudden, I just slipped right back into the water, and he seemed very happy. Just kind of clapped in the water, like, yay, I did good.
Yeah. Wow. It kind of irritated me a little bit.
As if getting humped by a dolphin isn't embarrassing enough, Barbie's problems get a lot worse.
He did see the funny side, but at the same time, he was a little upset. He was jealous that he wanted to be the one that was being humped by a dolphin. Awkward.
And yes, of course, her name was Barbie.
Of course.
Don't you love animals? They're just, I'd say 133353, can you give us a call with some weird animal facts? And I'll just give you an example here of what we're looking for. My mother and father went to Taronga Park Zoo one day, and there were these three or four young guys there standing there with water pistols at the monkey enclosure. And my dad thought that was rather strange.
Sure,
and
he said, cool,
yeah, what are you doing? And the young guy confided in my father. He said, just watch this. And inside the water pistol, there was one of the guys had aftershave. The other guy had women's perfume. And they said, if you spray perfume or aftershave on a monkey, they'll actually start smelling themselves and each other and enjoy the smell that much. They'll actually start masturbating in public. And my father said, come on, like, you know, please.
Yeah, that's got to be a joke.
So next minute, these young fellas start squirting the monkeys, and the monkeys are, like, you know, underneath and playing around having a shower.
What?
Well, all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Just start smelling themselves. And my father's going, hang on, Gail. He started to get really excited. He started tapping Gail, going, here we go, it's on. Next minute, like, they're in absolute horror. As these monkeys started tearing the ears off themselves.
Hey, guys, put your aftershave away, mate.
Well, mum and dad went and got a room straight away.
So we're after that type of animal fact.
Oh, wow.
Can you help us out with another strange fact?
That's going to be very hard to